Hello and welcome to the Mountain Root Baptist Church Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Wayne, and today is Saturday, December 26th. Right now we're going through our Advent devotional guide, so each day we're reading a portion of Scripture and reading through part of a Christmas hymn together. You'll also be hearing my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. The Christmas hymn that we're working from today is Hark the Herald Angels Sing, and it's verse 7. This is what it says. Come, desire of nations, come, fix in us thy heavenly home. Rise the woman's conquering seed, bruise in us the serpent's head. Adam's likeness, Lord, efface, stamp thy image in its place. Second Adam from above, work in us by thy love. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Our scripture reading today comes from Romans chapter 5. Apostle Paul writes these words. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Verse 12. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all people, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by the one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. Now the law came in to increase the trespass, but where sin increased, grace abounded all the more, so that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness leading to our eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. How would someone describe you? Chances are most people would use descriptors that would categorize you according to various groups that in some ways shape your sense of identity. For example, they might describe you as male or female, young or old, an Alabama fan or an Auburn fan, etc. The Apostle Paul had an understanding of humanity that classified people using two groups. Each of us is either said to be in Adam or in Christ. Since the fall in the Garden of Eden, we are all born in Adam and inherit a sinful nature that is prone to live in rebellion against the Lord and his ways. As Paul explains in Romans 5:14, yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one to come. However, when we come to a saving faith in Jesus Christ, we are given a new identity. Paul tells us in Romans 5:19 that even though By Adam's disobedience, we all came to share in Adam's sinful nature. Because of Christ's obedience, those who trust in Him for salvation will be made righteous. Rather than being in Adam, we are now in Christ, and this transformation that happens when we come to faith in Christ is so radical that it is now the primary way that we understand our identity. Paul also addresses this in Galatians, where he writes, "For as many as of you were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." Galatians 3, verses 27 through 29. As the hymn states, the Lord Jesus has effaced the image of Adam and stamped His image in its place. Jesus took on flesh that first Christmas, lived a perfect life, and died in our place so that those of us who place our faith in Him might partake of the righteousness of Christ. Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank You for the gift of Your Word. Our hearts are filled with gratitude to You today on this first day after Christmas Day, as we look back and we think about all that You have given us in Jesus. We thank You that You give us not just a way to be made righteous by keeping laws or regulations, but that You transform our very identity, that once we were in Adam, but now through our faith in Jesus, we are said to be in Christ. We pray that You would help us to live into this new identity that You have given us, that we would experience the freedom that You give us in Jesus, and that we would be image bearers of the Lord Christ in the way that we live, in the way that we talk, in every facet of our lives. And we offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.